So now let's just speak to Zipho Zethu Sibonelo Mhlongo. Good morning, my brother, and welcome to Rise FM Breakfast. We're talking about getting older and the anxiety that comes along with cooler. How do we prepare ourselves for that?
Good morning, JT, and good morning to Rise FM listener. It's quite a very interesting topic because, you know, as we grow up as young children, we get into adolescence and whatnot, we are interested in growing up. We want to grow up. We become adults and we get to a stage of adult, you know, of being adults, and then you hear people saying, no, adulting is actually a scam. It's not something that you actually want to do.
Yeah.
Because of the challenges that come, you know, with being an adult. And of course, once you're an adult, you then graduate to the stage of aging, you know, where you know, life starts to sort of come down a bit, you know, where you start to grow a bit older and then you look back at your life. So the challenges of the stage of aging is really about, you know, being anxious about, you know, your life coming to an end at some stage. And also, you know, looking at the different changes that are starting to occur, physical changes, you're no longer as agile as you were, you know, that poses a certain sense of vulnerability because you lose a certain range of flexibility around your body, even with your mind, you know, the cognition level. So there are a number of challenges that come with aging.
Yeah. Now with aging, you know, we are all in different phases as far as life is concerned. You might have someone who may say, you know, I'm not where I should be or I would like to be. What do we say to a person who seems to be at that stage of their life?
Yeah, that's quite true. Because life happens in very different phases for all of us.
Yeah.
So you may find that a person is 55 and another person is 55, but when you look at their lives or what they've achieved, the quality of their lives, they are really not really at the same levels.
Mm-hmm.
I would say when you get to a stage of aging, let's say pretty much around, you know, 60 plus, you know, that's when you really look back at your life and look back at what have you done, what have you contributed to society and what not. And psychologically, we actually coined that stage according to the psychosocial stages of development. It's called a stage of integrity versus despair. You know, when you look back at your life and you feel proud of the things that you've done, proud of the achievements, then you feel a sense of integrity. Because you know that you've led a life of quality, and then, but when you feel like you've not really done enough, you've not achieved much, there's a sense of despair. So you interrogate whether you've contributed to life or not, or whether you've really achieved the things that you wanted to achieve.
Mm.
If you are at the stage where you feel a sense of despair rather than a sense of integrity, I would say it's not really an issue of really not having done much. It's really about looking at how you have, you know, and contributed to your life. So if there's a sense of not, let's say maybe you don't feel like you've acquired much financially or you've not really had much to contribute in your community, I'd say be somewhat proud of you getting actually even to that age range.
Perfect. Well, that's our brother, Zipho Zethu Mhlongo. Brother, thank you so much for speaking to us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.